Blog Talk Radio. So we just had a technical difficulty that I just discovered. So I'd like to say welcome to the show today. Thank you for calling in. I had two callers that called in to let me know that for some reason the mic here on the switchboard was on mute, which I hadn't touched. So I'm just going to go ahead and start from the top. So this show is called Opening Perspective. It's a show dedicated to changing the inner sense of hope and knowing in your life so that you can rise to the exciting needs of our planet today. And my name is Zenda Brook, and I am the host. And today's topic that we're going to be discussing is destiny and life's purpose. Our life's purpose is different from our destiny. I'm going to explain the difference between the two and how you can tap into them. But one of the fundamental aspects of this work is understanding and getting in touch with your internal guidance system. Now, your internal guidance system is one of the things I actually teach, and so in my normal everyday life. And you can go to internalguidancesystem.com, and there's a free experiential video. There's also a bunch of videos on YouTube that deepen your practice and develop it. But what it is, basically, is it is a sensation operating system that's located between your throat and your stomach area in your body. And this area of our body is constantly expanding and contracting, or opening and closing, in relation to our thoughts. Now, this is something that's really interesting, because stress, worry, anxiety, fear all shows up as a tightening or a contraction in our body and in our chest and stomach area. And this is literally guidance that's coming in that explains to you, lets you know whether you're on your divine purpose, whether your thoughts are in alignment and bringing you what you desire, or whether they're truth or not truth. And when you have a relaxed, open, expanded feeling, kind of like how we feel when our children are on vacation, or when we have a thought that's really like relaxing to us, that is literally guidance telling you that those thoughts are truth in alignment for you to be thinking with your purpose, for your destiny, and bringing you towards what you desire. You see, our thoughts are energy, and they're creating whatever we're focused on is being brought to us. This directly is in alignment with your life's purposes and your destiny. Let's talk a little bit about the difference between purpose and destiny. You can have hundreds of thousands of life purposes happening in any given moment, in any given time, I should say. Sorry, not moment, but time. It can be large things like being a parent to your child, or it can be small things like knowing the absolute perfect thing to say to the clerk behind the counter. Just witnessing them and knowing that they need a compliment in a moment, or knowing that they need a little human interaction to feel as if somebody's noticing them. It could be being in the perfect right place at the right time during a tragic accident where you get to show up with all of your gifts and talents. Now, your destiny is the overarching theme, that is with you from the beginning of your life towards the end. I would say for me, my overarching destiny theme, regardless of how it weaves in and out of all of my careers and all of the activities that I'm engaged in, is to bring joy and a depth of spirit to others, to help connect people to an inner sense of source that brings around a new way of thinking about their connection and being on this planet. That's my overarching destiny. And there have been many, many different ways that I've done that. So you can have hundreds of thousands of life purposes that you are able to achieve in one lifetime. And then there's your destiny. Now, oftentimes when people think of destiny, they think of this big thing that they've got to figure out. They've got this big thing that they've got to find and then go do. And that can come up the works. One, most people that I talk to, when I do life consultation with people, many, many times what we talk about is people's purposes and their destiny. And what can actually get in the way is that people believe that it's this big thing that they do, and what that causes is a constant dissatisfaction, as if they're not enough, they're not achieving what they're intended to do, and that what the life they are leading is unsatisfactory. But that isn't the way it works. Yeah, occasionally you'll meet somebody who knew from the time that they were 6 years old that they wanted to be a doctor and go work in Africa. But for most of us, we are engaged in what I consider to be training to do our destiny. Okay? So if you think about your life, what you'll find is that you're led through your passions and your interests and your desires from one thing to another. It could be that you love turtles and as a kid, and so you study turtles, and then you study dinosaurs, and then you move over and you begin doing soccer, and then you do art projects, and then you pick up ceramics, and then as you get, you start to understand that you love history, and you love biology, and you get into school and you study, you know, marine biology, and you keep going through your interests. And along the line, there's a hobby that you have. And if you take and you actually were to take and do an exercise where you write down your interests from when you were little, the things that you were really excited and passionate about, the things that your parents tried to, like, fuel in you or that you were consistently happy about, you'll learn that there's a certain way of thinking, a certain level of skill set that you achieved in all the things that you had an appetite for. And that as you move through life, that was a foundation that began to build upon itself. And with that foundation building upon itself, you were being uniquely trained to be able to do things that nobody else can uniquely do but you. Most people that I work with, actually, the only thing that I find is standing in their way is an understanding of how the world works. You see, we have this old level of belief system that we've been trained and engaged in that actually no longer suits us. It doesn't actually suit what most of us are here to do on the planet and the way the actual world works today. So let me give you an example. For most of us, you know, remember that the world has changed incredibly fast. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that so I can give you more perspective. And then I'll talk about how that affects us. It has been about 10 years since the internet came into being. Now, yeah, I realize that there was a bunch of, like, groups and various things that were going on that was very technical and more computer aspects, but the real world seems we're having technical difficulties again today. I really apologize about that. It seems that I'm back, though, according to the, the switchboard here. All right. It has been about 10 years since consumers have been using the Internet. 10 years. I know because when I was in school in 1996, we were just getting email. It was not a requirement. And we were not allowed to turn our papers in over email because it wasn't a trusted system. In 1998, UC Davis put in a mandatory system where everyone had to have email so that professors could communicate with them. And there was not very many actual websites on the web. AOL was just getting started. Now, if you look at what's happened in the past 10 years, notice almost everyone on the planet is engaged in the Internet. Almost all of our businesses have a presence and utilize it on a regular basis. 10 years global saturation. There's been nothing in history to prepare us for this kind of expansion, this kind of saturation of global communication. Now, this is what's interesting. For a lot of us, we were raised with an understanding that we would find a career. We were raised through a school system that has a very limited education on what it's teaching us as far as math, history, science. And yet there is so much more that we all need to know to participate on a deeper, richer level with the world. There is no one school that could get you prepared for your destiny. There is nothing other than your own internal guidance system leading you through desires and interests and passions to collect all the little pieces of information that you're going to need to do your perfect part in the world. And the internet itself could have never come about with the speed with which it did if there wasn't a whole bunch of human beings engaged in passionate pursuit of having it developed. And it's the passionate pursuit of many different things in your life that leads you towards having, one, the perfect combination necessary for you to live your destiny, and two, as that perfect combination comes to fruition and maturity, what ends up occurring is that all of a sudden it locks into place and you know what you're here to do. And it doesn't matter if you're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, 70 years old. It will lock into place. And you'll realize that the theme with which that destiny hits you has been there all along. And when you look back on your life, you'll realize that all the little beautiful pieces were extraordinarily necessary. From your personal life to the things that you've overcome in your communications and with your parents and with the young issues that you had, to your professional life with all the careers that you've had and the places that you've held, to your family life and the values that you held and the support systems that you've created. And the way you've taken care of your inner growth and your inner sense of being. And all along the way, there were hundreds of thousands of mini purposes that you were able to achieve that build also a sense of karma and energy in your life. Now, the reason why this is exciting is because I run across so many people who are down on themselves for not contributing more on the planet. Believe me, you're going to have time. There's lots to be done. And they have this feeling that their life is being wasted away. What does it all mean? Why am I here? What's really important? And the reason is because there's a belief system that you find your destiny and then you go after it. And actually, that's not true. Your destiny finds you and inspires you to become it. I'm going to say that again. Most people believe that they find their what their destiny is and they go after it. And the truth is that their destiny finds them and inspires them to become it. There is no way that you could go after your destiny and have enough actual energy to achieve it that way. It has to come from an inner sense of inspiration. Plus, for most of us, the way that our destiny comes about is so convoluted and the path is so bizarre that you couldn't figure it out if you wanted to. And the timing of our destinies, each and every one of us, is so unique that you couldn't time it if you wanted to. There's too many elements for you to think of. And I'm going to give you a really good example of this in just a moment so that you can kind of glom onto what that means. So the one thing that I'd love for you to know is go ahead and relax. Relax, and what your next step is, and this is all about how do you track your destiny. I'm going to give you some serious practices. But relax and realize that what you're intended to do is continue to follow your interests and your passions and trust that where you've been led up until now has brought you the background that you need to do what you're here to do. And there's one other piece. You know, I've recently been working with people on their finding their purpose. It seems to be the number one thing that people have been coming and doing consulting with me for. And every person that's come in has this wide background of things that they have an appetite for. And by the time we're complete with the work we're doing, they see that without this wide background, there's this beautiful, perfect, unique picture that would not have happened. So before I give you the practices on how to start tracking and getting in touch with your destiny, I want to talk to you about one of my favorite people on the entire planet. This is a very controversial person for many people, and it really isn't important to me what your view of this person is. What I'd like for you to do is just go ahead and relax and listen for a moment. One of my heroes is Angelina Jolie. Many people have no comprehension of the amount of work and energy and intelligence that this woman is engaged in. From the very beginning, she's lived her life following her desires and exploring her darkness and figuring out what she wants to have, you know, who she wants to be and where her problems lie and what she'll stand for and what she doesn't stand for. There came a time in her life when she did this movie called Beyond Borders. Most people don't have really any understanding of how Angelina Jolie became the UN Commissioner, High Commissioner for Refugees. So let me give you a little bit of a story about how destiny works so that you can maybe connect in your own life. Angelina gets an opportunity to do this movie Beyond Borders, which is a movie about refugees. She begins doing research for the first time in her life on global issues, comes up out of her own self-consumed world, and realizes that we have a global issue going on with millions upon millions of refugees being displaced in the world because of wars and famine and drought and disease. In her research for Beyond Borders, she ends up going to over 30 refugee camps around the world in very difficult circumstances and situations and realizes the complexity and begins to study voraciously to learn all about why this is happening, what's going on with the UN. And in the midst of that, she decides to adopt a little boy named Maddox from Cambodia, who's been abandoned or orphaned because of the refugee and the war situation that's happening there with the Khmer Rouge. In the midst of doing that, she also becomes the High Commissioner for UN representing UN refugees, refugees for the UN, sorry. And she decides that she has a passion. She wants her son that she's adopted to continue to have a connection to his culture and his home. So she buys this 39 hectares of land with a traditional stilt hut in Cambodia next to this preserve for Asian black bears and tigers. And what ends up happening after she's had the land cleared several times for landmines because of all the wars that have gone on and she wants to make it safe, she begins to realize that there's poaching going on of the Asian black bear and tiger. And she goes to the government and says, this is a preserve. Why is this happening? And they said, there's no one to enforce this, Ms. Jolie. We don't have the money. We don't have the people. We don't have the time. And what she discovers is that really actually all they did was block off an area for poaching. So she goes and she looks around and she finds somebody that she believes has the power to stop the poaching. She hires Stephen Bogner from National Geographic. This man comes in and starts trying to do something about it and realizes that none of the laws can be enforced in any way, shape, or form. So she starts doing research. And this is all just coming from her own appetite and desire. She starts doing research and she discovers that she could actually enforce this and have the ability to enforce this if she creates a Millennium Village, which is a self-sustaining project that's being backed by Jeffrey Sachs through the UN. The only problem is that they're only allowing these in Africa. There's none in Asia yet. So then she realizes that she needs to go and she needs to actually change the commissioned territory so that she could go ahead and put a Millennium Village in, so that she could save the Asian black bears and tigers so that her son will have the opportunity to see them as he gets older. So she finds a way to get herself invited to Davos. Davos is one of the, and I would say the most exclusive conferences on the planet. It's where all of the deals get made. I have a friend who actually has been going there for the past 5 years as part of their Young Global Leaders. And he talks about sitting in a room waiting for a speaker to show up, and there'd be 30 or 40 people, and they'll suddenly realize that someone will say, hey, you know, we have everybody here that's on the World Health Organization High Commission for the Standards of HIV and AIDS in Africa. Why don't we go ahead and take on this issue? They'll sit down, they'll talk for 15 minutes, they'll come up with process, somebody will write it up, and bam, all of Africa has a new standard that they're going to deal out as far as how to deal with the health crisis there. That's the kind of people that are in the room on a consistent basis. She gets there, she finds Jeffrey Sachs, and convinces him to allow her to do a Millennium Village project in Cambodia. Yay! She's had a victory! Except she gets back and she finds out that she has to have a school. In order to have a Millennium Village, you have to have a school. So then she goes into all the local villages in the area, and she begins to gather children. She builds a school. She brings the children. Some of the children have to travel for several hours to get there, so she has to set up transportation for the children. And then she realizes the families can't afford food to send with the children to eat. So now she's got all these hungry children sitting in her school, and she has no way to feed them. So she goes and she researches what's the most effective crop that she could produce that would allow them to create the money that they would need on a self-sustaining basis, because a Millennium Village has to be self-sustaining. And she ends up putting in a soybean farm. And then the soybean farm begins to employ a couple of thousand farmers. And as more and more farmers migrate to work for the soybean farm, they bring their children. And the local school grows and grows and grows until she has about 810 children living on 230 square miles. And she now has an economy going. She's now brought a Millennium Village. This is not her plan. This was not part of her destiny. She didn't set out to create the first Asian Millennium Village backed by the UN in Cambodia. She set out just to find a way to try and enforce the laws against poachers so that her son could see Asian tigers and bears. And what ended up happening is that through the course of her passion for her son, little by little, step by step, following what her desires were, figuring out what needs to occur, she now has this territory of peace. The landmines are being taken out daily. She has farmers that are sustaining themselves. And just as a natural byproduct, she's been able to link her preserve, or it's called the Maddox Jolie Pitt Project. She's been able to link that preserve to two other preserves. And a natural byproduct of this was the first safe migration of the Asian elephant in Asia in decades. How does this relate back to you? This is the way destiny arises. There was no way that she could have figured out and planned all of this. Now, this is in addition to her traveling all around the world as a UN refugee high commissioner, which was what she more than likely thought was her destiny. This other project started. As you're going out in the world, your appetite, your inspiration, and your desires will naturally lead you in the same way that this is if you let it. There's something that you're interested in. And you'll find that little piece by little piece, that little piece by little piece, you'll have exactly what you need. And you keep looking for a way. That's the way that destiny arises. You keep looking for a way. Now, this is very different from life's purpose. Life's purpose happens on a daily basis, and they're small, little, complete acts. But destiny is the larger, overarching thing that you're here to do that you're already engaged in, and you don't maybe don't realize it. You're already in training for it. You're already developing it. You may not have finished the training and actually getting each and every little skill that's needed for you to do it well, but you are engaged in getting there. And very soon you're going to have an inspiration if you haven't already. Now, if you've already had your inspiration and you really know what you want to do and what you're here to do, there's two things that I highly recommend. One, don't get attached to what you think you're here to do. If you look at every step along the way, what Angelina Jolie thought that she was going to do changed. First, she thought she was just simply going to buy a house for her son to be able to be a part of his own cultural heritage. And then she thought that she was just going to go to the government and have them, you know, you let them know that there's poaching going on in their game preserve. And then she thought that she was going to be able to bring in this person from National Geographic to help support, you know, that she was going to hire to go in and keep the poachers out. And then she thought that she was just going to go to Davos to get a Millennium Village approval. And then she thought that she was just going to start a school, and on it goes. Don't get attached to what you think your initial idea about your destiny is, if you already have one. And if you don't have one yet, same advice. Most of us have a larger destiny and a larger purpose than even we will allow ourselves to have. And if you get attached to some end goal, when it changes, you'll be disappointed. But if you don't get attached to some end goal and you move forward on your inspiration and your passion anyways, what you just may discover is, breadcrumb by breadcrumb by breadcrumb, inspiration by inspiration by inspiration, problem solved by problem solved by problem solved, you end up with something that's much bigger, much grander, and much more extraordinary. You will end up being a part of a team that you never dreamed you would get to be a part of. And it'll happen in such a fluid and beautiful way without you having to personally figure every single step out between here and there and all the timing that all of a sudden you'll begin to understand what miracles are really all about. So here's the practice to start getting you on track with your destiny. And in just a minute here, we're going to look at taking some callers, and I want to give you the call-in guest number. It's 646-378-1741. 646-378-1741. And we'll be taking callers here in just a minute. Let me give you some practices that you can use and count on to get in touch with your own personal destiny. First of all, start off by looking at what you've been doing. From the time you were little, take a piece of paper and a pad out and go back and remember what you loved as a child. I mean, really, everything that you loved, whether it be cars, horses, you know, Legos, turtles, dinosaurs, really look at what you really loved. And then from that passion, what did you learn? What did you experience? Where did you go? Look at the sports you got engaged in. Look at the clubs you got engaged in. In all of these things, and keep going all the way through school, all the way through college, all the way up into your life, you know, getting married and the hobbies and the things, and also list the things that you have been putting off, that you've had an interest in, that really excite you, that you never took the time to go after because life was too busy. The someday things. List those things too. Now, for the things that you've accomplished, that you actually studied and came to the end of, I would like to give you a little bit of a knowing that if you've skipped from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing without accomplishing things, and you've kind of beat yourself up for, you know, switching your passion and your desires, I'd like you to give yourself a break. You know, my dad, who I love, he and I are so close, he used to tease me all the time because he used to call me the Lisa Bonet character on The Cosby Show, because every time I would come home, I would have a different major, and so did she. And every time I came home, it didn't matter what class I took, I was always taking classes that I was passionate about, and I was always coming home, I'm going to be a marine biologist, I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to be a chiropractor, I'm going to be an art historian, I'm going to be the ambassador to China, I'm going to be a lawyer, I'm going to be, and on and on and on. The interesting thing is that as I went through my career and became an import-export, created my own import-export company and went into natural products and health, and that led me into somehow technology. And then, as I went through my whole life, becoming a CEO and then an interim CEO and then an executive coach, everything that I needed to do the business that I'm doing now is here. And there's no way I could have, like when I was interested in law, I learned just enough business law so that when I became a CEO, I could work with the attorneys that we had in our employ for our corporation. And I would drop my passion after a while. I would learn what I needed to learn, and I would get interested in something else, and I would leave that trajectory. And I used to beat myself up for being kind of flaky. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't genuinely flaky people on the planet, and you know if you're flaky, you're just lazy, if you just don't want to go after something. But there's others of us who are actually engaged in legitimate, passionate pursuit, and then suddenly it changes. And the people around us were like, but I thought that was what you were totally passionate about. Well, I was, but now I'm passionate about this. So as you're going through this list, make sure that you don't beat yourself up for things that you have not achieved to completion. Because I can almost guarantee that if you did lose the interest and the passion for it, one, either it will come back in as it's intended to, or two, you got what you needed, and now you needed to study something else. Like I said, we have no destiny training program. And our school systems and our belief systems about what we're intended to do with our lives are inadequate to train us for where we're going. For me, when I was in college, there was no internet courses that I could take. The internet, really, on the level that I actually got engaged with it 4 years out of college, didn't exist. And as we're moving into more and more environmental issues and global cooperation and new ways of communicating, a lot of what you're going to be doing in the future as part of your work or your destiny 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now doesn't exist today in the form that you think it does. So how could you possibly stay on track with something that actually isn't developed yet? The reason why this is such an important conversation is our whole framework for life has changed so dramatically from the old ways that we've talked about success. The way that we thought about success of holding a long-term career or becoming a master, not that there aren't masters still, but in becoming a master in one thing is no longer sufficient for what we're all being called to do, what our passions actually are. And you're no different from that. It's an eclectic collection of skills that we each need to do what we're here to do. And it will actually change. So we're going to get back to the practice. So once you've written down and all the things that you've been interested in and passionate about and all the things that you've never gotten to, I'd like you to look and see if there's any patterns. And I know this sounds like a little bit of work, but it's actually really important. And then once you've discovered if there are any patterns, it would be great for you then to go through and see what your values are. Your values, what's important to you, what you're here to promote, who you stand for, what you stand for, are crucial. The reason why they're crucial is because you'll find that there's a theme. Maybe you've had deep, intense, wonderful conversations your whole life. That's one of the ones that I've had, and it was one of the things that I was good at, and it's one of the things that I loved doing. And those deep, intense, wonderful, spiritual conversations ended up applying to what I'm doing now. Part of what my destiny is to hold conversations that are rich and meaningful. So look at what you've been doing all along that you've enjoyed the most. If you could get paid to do anything, and it doesn't have to be a career, okay? When I, a long time ago, I wrote down what I wanted to be doing as a career. And what it said was, what I said was, one of my favorite things to do on the planet is have incredible conversations, and I would love to get paid to have deep, beautiful conversations with people. I didn't know that there was such a thing as an executive coach. I didn't know that there was somebody that would hold, that I could hold through a process of finding their life's destiny or their purpose, hold through a process of connecting with their internal guidance system. I could have never guessed that this would be my career, that this would be the body of work that I would have created. But it has been my passion since I was a young girl. And all throughout my life, there were hundreds of opportunities that I took advantage of having these kinds of rich conversations with people. There are things in your life that you've been doing that you love to do, and that if you could do only those things, you would. So your values and what you treasure in your life, write those down. We're all moving towards looking at what your destiny is. This is all unraveling what your purpose has been leading you towards, the conclusion of your theme or your destiny. Now, the last element is, look in your life on a consistent basis. Just hold those pieces of writing, hold those papers, look in your life for what inspires you most. And the step to keep track of your destiny, this is how to keep track of it, because it's ongoing, it's happening. You can't avoid it. It's not something that you miss. You may not realize that you achieved it, but it's not something that you miss. That's one of the great things. It may not be a big overarching thing that changes the entire planet, but it will definitely be something that's crucial and important. Like being the cornerstone of your family, the matriarch, the patriarch of your family. That's an incredible destiny to hold for a group of people. It could be your destiny is being there available for people who need you when they need you. And somehow you just always have the time and the resources that's necessary when someone shows up on your doorstep. Your destiny could be loving people for who they are. Everywhere you go, no matter how they're showing up, you love them for who they are, and all of a sudden they have the energy to take on life again. Now, how could you say that? That doesn't seem like a destiny. That seems like just something that you do. Well, after you've loved somebody for who, loved the people in your life for who they are and took them back into their play with energized and knowing that they're loved somewhere, you'd be amazed at how that turns into some position at some nonprofit organization. You'd be amazed at how that turns into a career. So the power of your destiny lies in the inspiration that arises out of your body. And this inspiration is how you tune into your internal guidance system. There is an urge that arises out of you. It is an excitement that pulls you forward in your life. It's the thing that you feel most passionate about thinking about and talking about when you dedicate the time to it. It's also the thing that drives you forward when you have time off. You know, it's funny when I give you an example. I was trying to figure out what to do with my life after the internet crashed, and the dot bomb, so to speak, not the internet crashed, after the dot bomb. And I had been a CEO, and the company, we got our company out of trouble, and I had to figure out what I needed to do next. And I was like, what am I interested in? You know, so it's like, do what you love and the money will follow. And what color is your parachute? And blah, 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 blah. I was like, what do I love? And I'm looking at my bookshelf, and all of the books in my bookshelf were about connecting deeply with your soul and how to do that. And then I began to realize that I put all of my time and energy when I'm on vacation or when I have quiet time or when I have relaxed time into connecting with my heart and soul. And when I had conversations with others, it would always lead back to a conversation about your heart and your soul and what's happening on that level for each and every person that I knew. And I began to realize that if I could do anything, it would be to connect people with their deepest sense of self. And I could have never planned, like I said, this work that has been created. I could never plan that I would be able to get to talk to all of you and get all of your emails and be a part of your lives and support you in ideas that you'd never thought of, bring about your ability to shift fears into desires that will pull you forward. So, look at what inspires you. Look at what brings about courage to keep getting up every morning and doing more. Look at what builds inside of you an energy, that energy of excitement. Take notice of all the little moments in your life that happen here and there when you feel the best, when you feel the happiest, when you feel like you have achieved something, created something, supported someone. Look at the conversations. Look at what you read. Look at the movies you watch that have that feeling that comes up inside of you, the inspiration. All of those are tracking your desire and your destiny. All of those are tracking what it is that you are to bring to the world. Funny little side note is I thought, well, I'm going to go out and I'm going to make the money that I need to make and become successful so that I can relax and go do my contribution to the planet. If I had known that my contribution to the planet would be the thing that would be my career, I would have started a long time ago. For you, if you're engaged in doing this so that you can then go do what you love, what I highly recommend is that you begin doing a smattering of what you love along the way, because it will take root, it will grow, and then you'll be able to eventually let go of what you don't love so you can step into what your destiny is. Not that what you don't love has not been an important part. Like I said, we're all engaged in activities that are giving us the tools and the knowledge base that we need to be able to do our destiny. But don't put it off any longer. Two reasons. One, the entire fuel of the universe is behind you doing that thing. And two, that thing is what we need you to be doing. All right, so we're available to take calls. If you would like to call in, you can go ahead and contact me through and we'll try this. We've tried this a couple times in the past, and it hasn't actually worked. You can contact me at 646-378-1741. 646-378-1741. And I also would like to talk to you a little bit about a contest that we have going on. We are still giving away 15 of our basics course for the internal guidance system. And all you need to do is email radio@powermanifestation.com, and we will give you a coupon. It's about a $40 product. It's a two-hour program on how to engage with the basics of your internal guidance system. And in order to get that, just go ahead and email radio@powermanifestation.com. And then we're also looking for a new opening and closing soundbite or a sound brand for this radio program. We have had enough listeners that we're going to be moving into the prime time slot. That's another thing that I want to let you know. So this sound bite, if there's anybody out there who's great with audio, you can utilize my voice. You can contact me, and we'll talk about what your ideas are. We're going to do a contest, and that contest gets all of the products that we're producing for an entire year at powermanifestation.com. There's a 4-CD set that we have on manifestation. There's a 12-hour course on your internal guidance system. There's over 65 hours worth of topics that improve your life and bring you into your purpose, and those are in our exclusive media membership that we have there. And also, we're going to give away a free coaching session with me. So what that is we were looking for a 10 to 15 second sound bite that we can make a permanent part of our show. And it'll be on our website. We're going to announce the winner on our website as well, and we're going to end this on March 20th. So we're looking for someone to go ahead and give us that sound bite. We're really excited about it. And then once again, let me see here. I know there's a lot of static, and I'm looking at the chat room, you guys, and I don't know what exactly to do except kind of keep moving forward with the show, and I really apologize for that. And I appreciate everybody who is emailing me to let me know that there's a problem. And also thank you everyone in the chat room who is connecting with us. I really appreciate that. Let me see if I can figure out here. So we're going to be going to Wednesday nights. We're going to have our show from 5:30 to 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, which will be 8:30 to 10 o'clock, and that starts the first Wednesday of March. I'm really proud that we've had enough listeners on the show that will allow us to go prime time. It's exciting that in such a short period of time, all of you have brought us to this place where we're able to be in that prime time slot. And I'm hoping that if you would like, it would be really great for you to go ahead and spread the word about this program. To help keep it going. We've got some incredible guests coming on. In about 3 weeks, we're going to have a gentleman by the name of Jim Channon on. That's C-H-A-N-N-O-N. Jim, I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. Talk about following your destiny, little by little by little. Jim was a major in the military, and back in the early 70s, the government sent him off to learn from the hippie movement and see if there was anything out there that they could use for military purposes. So off Jim went to learn transcendental meditation, to learn yoga, to learn how to read auras, to do all kinds of interesting things that were going on in the early 70s in the New Age movement, so to speak. And he came back, and they asked him to write a report. And he said, I can't really write a report. Instead, what I'm going to need to do is I'm going to need to get a group of majors and officers together and show them what I've learned. So he took this group of officers through this military program that he created, meditating and doing yoga and all of these various disciplines, which he'll tell you about. And they basically came to the conclusion that there's nothing that could be done with that information. Well, what Jim did was he continued his study. And over the course of the past 38 years, he created an action plan, which he has, over the years, consistently updated and redistributed to those same officers who took that program, as well as other officers. And what this action plan is, it's called the Earth First Battalion, and he's going to tell us all about it. And what the Earth First Battalion is how our navies can reclaim the health of our seas and our fisheries, how our army can reclaim our land and cleanse our land, how our Marines can be a toxic emergency task force that can be deployed globally in times of crisis, environmental crisis, as well as natural disaster crisis, how our Air Force could be utilized to cleanse and clean our air. And not only that, but he's been engaged with all of the purchasing that's been going on and all the scientists that have been creating technology for our military, and he's talked to them about how it can be reconditioned, repurposed in an instant for the cleaning up of the environment to support a healthy biosphere being generated through our military. So it's going to be fascinating. I'd love for you guys, I can't wait for you to be able to listen in. You want to talk about an opening perspective. Think about our military already being ready and available and online to make an immediate shift to heal the planet immediately. They've already got the officers, the scientists, everybody that's commissioning equipment and so forth, as well as those who have talked to various other military leaders around the planet. So I'm very excited. He's one of the largest supporters that I have. Jim is a big fan of our work and what we're doing. And so he's going to be the first guest that I get to bring on. The show will be an hour and a half long. What we're planning on doing is having an hour of conversation and then a half an hour of questions and answers. So I hope you're ready to call in at that time period. We are at the end of the show today, and I'm really thankful that you've all hung in there through our technical difficulties and that we seem to be having here, and I'm looking forward to being able to talk to you in the future. I have actually recorded, for all of you who have been working on this, through my professional sound equipment here, another set of recordings. So what I can do is, I can do a quick edit for the parts where I dropped out, and then I can reload this up as a professional quality audio if the audio that we've been recording here through Blog Talk Radio is not of high quality. So I can get that to work out. I want to thank everybody who's been working on the technical problems. I want to thank Blog Talk Radio. This is an incredible opportunity that you're bringing to all of us to be able to be a part of this and broadcast our beliefs and what we're doing and what we're proud of and what inspires us. So thank you all so much. I'm going to go ahead and sign off here. We've got about 32 seconds, and it usually cuts me off before I'm done, so I'm just going to go ahead and sign off. Thank you. Go and follow your destiny. Please do the practices. We need you to. This is Zenda Brooks signing off for Opening Perspectives. I'll see you next Wednesday before we go prime time, 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Please tell a friend. Bye-bye.